That right there, that final call from Dan of that final game, and we were going to play all three final calls, but my computer continues to hate my guts for some reason. That final call felt like the final nail of one of the ugliest coffins the Pirates have ever built for themselves. That felt like the actual nadir of not the Ben Cherington tenure so much, although I think that qualifies too. Bob Nutting and his family, Bob Nutting himself specifically, has been the principal owner of the Pirates since sometime back in about 2007, was when he really stepped to the fore. It's been almost 20 years of principal ownership for Bob Nutting. That actually felt this weekend, and feel free to tell me that I am in fact being a prisoner of a bad moment here, and that it's actually been worse than this. This weekend, if you're going to shrink it down to a microcosm of a couple of games, this weekend, if you're not going to take the bird's eye view and look at an entire season in the rearview mirror, if you're just going to say, boots on the ground, this is as bad as it has ever felt, I don't think you can come up with something worse than what the Pirates just put forth coming out of the All-Star break. That is how bad it was at PNC Park. Why can I say that with such conviction? I was there. I can say it because I was there. I was there on Saturday. Yinzerpalooza. You've got Picklesburg happening. Mac Miller bobbleheads. You have people lined up reportedly at 8 a.m. for a Mac Miller bobblehead. A line that stretched quickly around the park to get a Mac Miller bobblehead. You've got Pittsburgh through and through. As much Pittsburgh as you can stuff into one ball game, as many promotions as you can come up with in front of a pretty much packed house. And the Pirates didn't get blown out like in the first game of the series. Didn't just get regular old beat like they did in the second game of the series. The Pirates actually did something almost worse, which was offer their fans brief hope by jumping out to a lead, only to have a Looney Tunes conga line of White Sox come in what, the sixth inning, and blow what looked like a potential win into a very bad loss. A blowout loss, a six-run loss, a rout. Taken completely as a group of three, considering the relative weakness of the opponent, I will point out to you that even after having swept the Pirates, the White Sox still have a worse record than the Bucks. Take all of that stuff into account. This is as bad as it's been. Take into account the fact that this was supposed to be a good Pirates team, or at least a competitive Pirates team. And this feels as bad as it has ever felt around this team, at least since Bob Nutting took over. 20 years in the wilderness sucked bad. 20 years in the wilderness created apathy. 20 years in the wilderness featured trades that made you want to pull your hair out, even if you don't have hair like me. Featured ballyhooed prospects that could allegedly walk on water that couldn't even hit ground balls through the shortstop third base hole. 20 years produced, I don't know, just years where it felt like nothing happened and you just move on to the next and nothing was still happening. I don't know if it produced anything quite like this, though. I don't know if 20 years of Pirates losing prior to them getting good for 3 years, really good for 3 years, ever felt quite the way this does. And the reason is, as I've said many times, the Pirates got a blessing in last year's draft, and it has turned into a curse. Well, 2 years ago, whatever you want to look at. They got a blessing in the Paul Skeens draft. It very quickly turned into a curse. They drafted what looks like it's going to be a guy who looks like he's going to go down as conservatively one of the best pitchers of his era. Less conservatively, like one of the best pitchers of all time. He has so far lived fully up to his billing. The team has gotten worse. A team that won 76 games when he was a rookie last year is on pace to win a lot less than that this year. The Pittsburgh Pirates are 39-61. They've played 100 games. They haven't even won 40% of them. To get to 76 wins, they would have to win 37 of their last 62. Would you like to do quick math, Donnie? That's 37 and 25 just to get to last year's record. They are 24 games under 500 when they are not at PNC Park. They are getting worse rapidly at PNC Park. They won six in a row. Everyone, whoa, some signs of friskiness? They're 1-9 in their last 10. They've won one game since that six-game winning streak. One. And it felt like with a packed house on Saturday, with decent crowds, of course, pretty good crowds Friday and Sunday, the just total no-show by this baseball team felt worse than it's ever felt. What's going on here? When's it ever going to stop? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel that isn't just a freight train barreling down to hit you again? I was at the game Saturday, like I said. I literally cannot think, take in all the, when you take all the variables into account of a bigger bummer of a three-game span than that one. And that, by the way, includes the fact that you knew going in they weren't a contender. I mean, they started the series 39 and 58, but you come out of the All-Star break, and I think like most people, I don't know about Donnie, we'll get his take on this in a second. Like most people, though, I say, all right, you've had the All-Star break, you're technically more than halfway through the season, but everyone breaks a baseball season down thusly, before the All-Star break and after. You're going to have a trade deadline. Maybe you're going to see some signs of life from this team. Maybe you'll even see some from younger guys from this team. You're going to see players get called up, presumably. You saw none of it. The whole Don Kelly experience was supposed to be a good one in part because they were playing a lot harder for him. I did not see a team that I thought was playing particularly hard. They got a couple of runs. They got up in the game on Saturday, and then it just went to crap. You knew they were going to be bad in 2010. You knew at the end of the Littlefield tenure that Neil Huntington had a big lift ahead of him. You knew John Russell was uninspiring. You knew Jim Tracy before him was annoying. You knew Lloyd McClendon was trying to fight for the team when there was nothing really on the field worth fighting for. They were supposed to be competitive this year. They have the best pitcher in baseball. Every 5 days, they get to trot out a guy who's going to probably give them 6 or 7 innings of either 0 or 1-run ball. They have another pitcher who's actually been pretty good by and large all year in Mitch Keller. They have done precious little to nothing with it. They have put the gear shift in reverse and slammed the gas pedal as hard as possible. So I'm wondering, anybody else that went, it was a lively atmosphere for most of the weekend, especially on Saturday night. There were fireworks Friday. Does it feel, I guess I'd go Peter Frampton here, Don. Do you feel like I do? Was that as low a point as you can remember since Bob Nutting has taken over as owner? That goes back to 2007. Is this as bad as it has ever been? The Pirates have a much better chance of losing 100 games this year than they do of matching last year's win total of 76. 412-928-9370. What are your thoughts here, Don? I'll mention, by the way, after Donnie gets done here. Actually, I'll say it right now. It's a good primer for you. If you were at the ballpark, I think it was yesterday, you did witness history. The Pirates, for the first time since 1903, became a losing franchise all in. They are now 10,879 and 10,880, and Cook has been there to cover all 21,000-plus games.
And he should be thrilled he's not there now, Mulsey, because I do think it's the lowest time in the Bob Nutting era. Our buddy Adam Gretz, a Greensburg guy, listens to the show. He does
high-quality
work.
He's very good at his job.
On his own end.
Yep.
He said something yesterday on social media that I agreed with. We went through as fans, and I wasn't even around for the first couple of years, but I was around for about 17 of the 20 losing seasons until the team got back to the playoffs in 2013. But this does feel to me like it's so much worse. it feels like it's so much more difficult to watch this team play than it was to watch them play in my childhood. Was that because I was a little kid? Maybe, but it feels difficult to watch night after night, really, unless it's a Paul Skeens outing, to watch the Pirates play, because even in years where they were losing in the mid-90s pretty consistently, it felt like the product was mostly entertaining. And to reference that 2010 team,
you could point to a Brian Giles type of guy in the late 90s. You could point to some, like, there are fun memories from
Jason
some of those.
Jason Bay, Jack Wilson, Freddie Sanchez.
The Mikoviak game. There were, like, weird, random, fun things that happened in the midst of bad seasons. There were like, at least cult hero type of guys.
I saw Pony put out, like, the comparison of the lineups, and you referenced the 2010 team that lost, 105 games.
Yep.
The thing about that team, you could at least stomach losing with young guys, truly young guys in that lineup.
Like,
you
had multiple places.
Yes. You had Kutch, you had Neil Walker, you had Pedro, you had Jose Tabata that was like 21 years old. Garrett Jones was a little bit older, but he was a late bloomer. But you were losing with young guys that you could at least circle and think, you know, there's something here. This team could build something here out of what they have with these three, four, five players. You don't have that with this team. You can maybe circle Cruz, but everybody gets so pissed off watching him play too. You can maybe circle him, and that's about it in their current 1-9, daily 1-9. There's like nothing to even pinpoint from the offensive side of the baseball to say this team can build a winner out of what they already have.